Case number 11,203, Wantam Kumar I. Brambat, south of Route 534 Tharp Road, corner of Elm Street, and being approximately 800 feet west of Road 535 Middleford Road, being tax map ID number 331, map 6, parcel 270.
Sorry?
A variance from the rear yard setback requirements.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Welcome to Mark Rombard.
How many?
2024046 M Street,
C5. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And you can. Mr. Chairman, just so you're aware, our office has represented Mr. Brompot in the past. I don't believe that that representation in any way would create a conflict of interest here, but certainly wanted to bring that attention to the board. So if any of the members thought that there was a conflict there, you may refer questions to Vince Robertson.
Thank you.
But I don't think it would impair my ability to answer your question.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. I have applied for the variance because I purchased this property in 2004, which was ended in closing on January 18th, 2005. And the survey was done by Mr. William Snap in 2004, December. I believe so, as a copy attached for your record with my application. It indicates that there is existing shed 8x12 when I purchased it. It's very close to the property line, probably 0.1 foot, I believe, so look like to me. And I was informed by Kelly Pashwater and Mr. Dean Paddy Jones, who came in and indicate that this is closest to very closest. And I'm trying to get it instead of 8x12, I'm making it a little bit bigger, like 14x18. In the back wall, like this wall, is the same as it is, considering this one a little bit like 6 foot bigger. And this way, I'm increasing 6 foot. So like 6x6, I'm increasing as a corner-wise. And I'm asking for the... I was told by Mr. Dean Petty Jones and Kelly Passwater that I have to come in and apply for the variance because it is not enough room to get it away from property line because that existing shed has a pool system in there, filter, water pump, and everything in there. And I believe so. I have some pictures, if you like to look at it.
Are they like these that you submitted?
I didn't submit that. Somebody
okay. All right.
Did
fine.
It. That's the one I'm making in a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of like it.
I'd like to see your pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't make it that kind of picture, but some evidence as a proof what I have it in there.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, sorry. This is all pictures and some note written on the back of everything. This is the line, and this is the, you can see that is away from the property line. This is Mr. Other side property. Mm-hmm. And this is away from, so it, each one has an instruction in the back, how it is wrote.
Mr. Brombach.
Yes.
When you got a permit for the shed, did you?
Yes.
Okay. And on the permit.
After I started working, and now I was told by Mr. Dean Petty Jones that go ahead and apply for the permit because you're going to need a permit to do that.
Okay.
So that's why I got it.
Why didn't you do that before you started?
Before I started, I call in and they informed me that if it's less than a 600 foot, I think you don't need a permit for that.
Mm.
That's why I was told in the office. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, If they told you that, that's wrong.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Well, I mean, if they told you that, they were wrong, I guess I should say.
Okay.
But, yeah, anytime you build any kind of structure on a property, you need to get a permit. And the reason being is that the permit will tell you what the setback requirements are, as you heard me say before.
Okay.
And that sometimes alleviates these problems.
It is existing, and I'm just increasing on one side, on the right-hand side of the building and the front of the building.
Okay. Are you...
Nothing else on the other side, I mean.
What it appears that... Is this a wood structure? I can't tell from...
Yeah, it is a wood structure.
Okay. And it appears the wood goes to the ground?
Yes.
Okay. And is there concrete inside this structure? Okay.
It's already been there. That old shed has been there probably since the building... The house has been there.
Okay.
I believe so. The house built in probably 1960. I don't know because I didn't get the record information.
Okay.
When I purchased the house, it wasn't any information provided to me.
So from the original...
When I tried to find out, I don't think so the county provided me that information either when that house was built either.
Okay. I can't see from this picture, but I assume that you said there's a pool pump and so forth in this...
In the shed. In the shed.
So there's a pool on the other side?
Yes, pool
okay.
is on behind my house.
Okay. How...
The pool and the shed is distance is like 27 foot.
Okay. How much larger have you made this than the original?
As I said earlier, that originally was 8 by 12.
Uh-huh.
And instead of 8, I'm making in 14 on this side. And instead of 12, I'm making an 18 on this side, so 6 foot by 6 foot.
So you move towards the property line?
Towards to my property line, not the other side. Not the property line is here, and I'm moving my property in my property.
Okay, so it's not closer to the property line than it once was?
No.
Okay.
As it is, the back wall is the same as it is. Nothing been changed.
What about the sidewall?
Sidewall... As I say, that 6 foot I increase on this side and 6 foot in the front.
Okay.
That's a dirt floor where the pump's at, though, right?
What's that?
Isn't that a dirt floor where the pump's at, the pool pump?
He said it was concrete.
You said a picture of like a dirt.
No, it's in the concrete on it. It's a concrete inside.
Let me ask you.
It is.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you tear it? You tore the old shirt?
No.
You didn't tear it down?
I didn't take it down yet because I wasn't sure what I'm going to get it approved or not. So I still have the structure inside, the small one.
Okay.
So what I did, just took out the back wall, took out this side wall, and all the walls is taken out. But I put this new wall as I explain how I'm building now.
And the reason he's here is because he made it larger.
Mm.
Where if he just... taking the exterior covering off, he could have put it back on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it looks like you're almost on the property line. Is that correct?
It's, as per the survey, it says 0.1 foot, so I'm guessing very close to the property line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm here to ask you guys to see what I have to do from here to get it approved.
Talk to your neighbors?
Yeah, Mr. Mark had an issue about that he is complaining that the shed is on his property, but it is not actually as I...
Was the shed a lot smaller than what you got right here now?
The shed?
Yeah, this picture of this. I mean, is it smaller? I mean, lower?
Yeah.
You make it higher?
Yeah.
You made it higher, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And here is the exactly dimension how I'm getting. Is it three or one copy made or three other?
How do you intend to cover the back side of that building without? And stay on your property and doing such?
It's vinyl siding.
Yeah, how are you going to put that on without trespassing on the neighbor's property?
I have to get permission from Mr. Mark.
I got you. Okay.
if he's thinking that is a trespassing, he's walking by and we walk in each other's property every day, kind of like it. So we talk each other.
I see. Okay.
You gotta put an A roof on there, or is that the roof?
A roof kind.
You gotta put an A roof. Which way is the A roof gonna go?
Like this?
To the property line?
No. That's in the backside property line.
Okay. You got an overhang there also, probably. It looks like he's saying it's gonna be here. Let me ask you, it's gonna be here?
Yes.
Your A roof's gonna go here?
Yeah, this side and
the
other side. Okay. All right, thank you. There you go. Yeah.
Or me. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just ask that question just for my own information and maybe the board's information. I've never seen a variance waivered, the money waivered by an inspector. Mr. Lank normally has that control. I'm just surprised that I see that there. What?
I don't think when this application was dropped off, Mr. Link was there.
Well, we do have
it was per him, because the there are COs for the shed and the
pool. Oh, sorry.
But we do have a assistant director. Mr. Link wasn't there. That I think that's part of his. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Yeah, no. That. Well, I guess it is a point.
I don't want to be seeing inspectors or anything. You know, I thought that was under control. I note that that's an internal type of thing, but I just thought it was. I was curious.
But what's 100 feet waived too? I guess.
Yeah, that's. I thought he was the only one who could do that.
Why was the fee waived?
Because there were COs issued.
The COs were issued.
For the accessory structure.
Right.
Permit was pulled in 96, the CO was issued in 2009, and for the swimming pool and the deck, permit was issued in 93, but CO'd on April 15th of 2009, the same date as the fence and another addition.
Yep. So he's got CO'd.
He had COs
on our, all the stuff.
So that was the reason why that it was done.
Right.
And then Mr. Lang's, I guess you said his absence. I mean, that was a question, I guess, because it's always been as long as it's been here, you know, the director did. That's, we didn't know it, so it's a question to be asked. So it was waived because county should see it for everything. Okay, thank you for that.
I didn't get an answer.
I'm sorry?
Well, my answer is what, they can do that now?
No, can they? Mr. Lank lets you all do that, or you just can do that, or?
No, we usually have to talk to him, and we put per him.
That's right.
LPL. Right. I don't know.
Well, I'd be interested in it. Yeah, so would I. Especially since it's waivered and it's $400. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then you can find out and let us.
I got one more question.
I'm sorry.
One more question. You said the A. You're gonna make your A roof. This picture. How you make that? You're not going toward the property line. You going the other way with it?
Excuse me, sorry. This is the property line. The A roof will be like this side and the other side of the property.
Like this?
No, not like that. It's going to be like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what he said.
Mr. Workman, can you explain that so we can
descend? Is this gable end going to face Tharp Road?
Yes. It's going to be like Tharp Road and Pine Street.
Not going to face the...
Okay.
That's what I was trying to find out. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to find out. You're going to have to take that tree down then, right?
Yes. There is a tree over there right now.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit away from the...
So it is away from it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like it's right against it. I can't really see.
It looks like it, but it's like 2 feet away from the prop. I mean, the building.
I can't really see. I don't know how you're going to put
it. I believe so, as far as I did.
So the overhang's going to be towards the tree?
Tree, yes.
Okay, the gable end would be on the property.
Yes. That's what I couldn't ever figure out how I was doing that when I saw.
Mm-hmm.
That work?
How long has the pool been there?
A pool, I'm not sure how long been in there because I bought the property with the pool and a shed and everything as it
so
is.
So nothing on the pool's changed?
No, nothing has been changed, anything on the pool.
No. Hearing no further questions?
Yeah.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, do you want to come up this morning? You can sit down right up front here.
Yes, sir.
People can be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Allen, 10570 Old Furnace Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
I didn't want to be here today. I didn't want to take the time to do this. It started almost a year ago, as you can tell by the discoloration of the OSB board, which has been exposed to the weather for almost a year. I own the property. He's requesting a rear yard setback. I own the property behind him, which would be my side yard. Where the properties are laid out.
Where the line is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've got some. Mr. Lang told me I needed 7 copies, so you just pass them out. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of get an idea. What I'm trying to do is maybe just clarify what's transpired. I bought the property a while back and did some fixing up. Met, if he doesn't mind, I'll call him G. It's what he calls me, Mr. Mark. I call him G. I mean, we've never stopped waving at each other and smiling and chatting across the fence. It's just we don't understand each other. So. That being said, I had a survey done, and if you look at the first sheet there, let me try to organize my stuff here real quick. If you look at the first sheet, that is a survey I had done of my property. G's property would be lot 18, lot 17, and lot 16 to the right of my property. And if you take a look at the next sheet, the second sheet, you'll see I got a copy from the zoning office of his survey that he submitted with some of the zoning notations on it. And then I made a notation on the top that I had remarked mine. But let's start with the shed. G had a lot of stuff in the yard and needed storage, I guess, and he started building a shed. And I stopped by, and he was putting a post in, like a 4x4 post in the ground. And I came over, and I looked at him. I said, gee, what you doing? He says, well, I'm making my shed bigger so I can store some stuff. And I said, you can't do that. I said, that shed is very, very close to the property line. I mean, a good thick coat of paint, and you're going to be across the property line. I think it comes out to about 1.25 inches away from the property line, according to the survey. If you look at my survey and his survey, you also notice that they agree with one another. They go from concrete monument on Tharp Road to iron pipe found on Pine Street. So our deed descriptions, property line descriptions, everything is verified. It's just as it was when it was surveyed in like 1951. It was part of Friedel property. So there's no debate about where the property line is. I said, you can't do that. It's across the property line. He said, it'll be all right. Came back a few days later. He brought more posts in, poured some concrete. I visited with him a little bit. I said, "Gee, you can't do that. You need a building permit. You gotta do this the right way. Besides, you're across the property line." He says, "No, I'm not. It'll be all right." At that time, I offered him assistance in terms of drawing up plans, helping him get a building permit. I even offered to help him tear down what he had done because there's absolutely nothing about that box that meets any codes at all. Concrete footer poured almost at grade with sacrete, non-treated lumber in contact with the concrete. Everything's, there's just nothing about it structurally or physically that would constitute a building. And if you look at it very closely, and I've got some pictures in there, there is a slope from the front of the shed towards my property line. So all the drainage of that roof would more than likely be like, so it's already set up for a shed roof.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
You were saying that he didn't meet any building codes.
Well, no.
It's under 600 square feet, isn't it?
It was not. Well,
you were saying footers.
Yeah, but I just relocated, in answer to your question, I just relocated a 24 by 24 garage.
Okay.
And I had to meet certain codes dealing with the foundation structure.
Over 600 square feet.
Under 600 square feet, I relocated a garage across the street from him. I was required to have all inspections. I paid for the inspections. I came out. I had to put holes in the ground. I had to have them measured. I had to have concrete poured. When I put the posts in, the inspector came out to check how I tied it into the building, how it was done, that I had proper distances between my siding and the ground so it wouldn't be rot, and that I used all treated materials in those locations under 600 square feet. I went through the whole thing and got a CO for it directly across the street from G's property. So I don't know what's normal, but that's what I did.
Well, Mr. Allen, my understanding, and Ms. Thibodeau can correct me if I'm wrong, that an accessory structure over 400 square feet has to go to building code for footers and that sort of thing. Over 600 square feet is when typically the issue comes before the planning and zoning office as far as the location of it. So that may be the reason if you were having a 24 by 24 foot structure, you're over the 400 square feet. That may be the reason for it. I don't know for sure, but
yeah, I wasn't aware that you could build a permanent structure not on skids or classified as a portable structure in Sussex County without considering certain things like hurricane clips on the rafter ties or keeping siding above the ground or having a proper foundation. I just want
to
wear
it's 400 square feet that you have to have, but he's, what I'm saying is that he didn't have to meet that because of the fact that you were over 400 square feet and needed the plan to go to building code.
Okay.
Is that
correct? I stand corrected.
Okay. So you needed to do that, and they have all their things that they need to do under, you know, anything over the 400 square foot.
We even had discussions about, he apparently had termite damage in the other shed, and what should I do to prevent termite damage? And I said, well, you're building it all wrong for that. It's just way too low. It isn't going to last. But then I offered to help him in the design and getting the permits, and I even have a skid steer loader with a drill. I was going to drill those poles for him if he'd just move it away from the property line. And his response is, it'll be all right. You know, I wanted it to be all right. Third time came, I don't know, several weeks later. The only way he could apply the plywood with screws to the back of the building was to be on my property. We don't enter each other's properties at will. It's just not something we do, not something I do. So I came to him, and I said, gee, you can't do this. And he said, it'll be all right. I think it was the fourth time I went back, and I said, gee, I'm gonna go to Georgetown, and I'm going to talk with somebody, and I'm going to get them over here and take a look. I said, I don't want to do it behind your back. I don't want to do it secretively. I don't want to be a nasty neighbor. I said, but somebody else has got to tell you you can't build this shed here. By that time, I had been to Lowe's and purchased a spool of hot pink string, and I stretched it from property marker to property marker, and it bowed around his shed. And I showed him where the property line was, and that he was across the property line. And if you look at the third survey, you'll see that I hired Miller and Lewis to come in and do it after the fact, another survey at my expense, which blows my mind his fee was waived, but to establish the property line. And he said, that doesn't work because the string is crooked. And I said, yes, it bows around your shed because your shed is across the property line. And if you look at the survey, that would be the third survey there. It would be a resurvey, and at the bottom it says to show shed. And it shows the shed 0.4 feet, which, if I'm not mistaken, is pretty close to 5 inches across the property line. So that shed that you're asking about, he's asking for variance on, is actually by my survey across the property line. And I did this
because... Let me stop you there so we don't go any further.
Sure.
The board can only go up to the property line, include the property line. If it's crossed over your line, then that's a civil suit. I believe I'm correct on that, Mr.
Well, you are, What the applicant has asked, though, is for a variance. If that variance were denied, then he'd have to remove a non-conforming structure.
That's correct.
So I see your point. I don't know. I think what would happen from a practical standpoint, if we were to approve it, we would only approve it as to Mr. Brompot's property.
Right.
If we were to deny it, we would be denying it as to Mr. Brompot's property, at which time the structure would have to be removed to fall into compliance.
That would put it into compliance. It would solve his problem of crossing the line. But if we approved it up to and including the line, is that correct? We can do that.
We can approve it as far as Mr. Brompot's property goes.
That's the end of it.
Correct.
That's the end of it. And then I just want you to know that.
That would be the end of it.
The application.
Because you keep asking, you keep saying, you know, it's crossed my property line. You understand?
It is.
Okay. But I was trying to get our attorney to tell you.
Okay.
But you hear what our counsel just said?
I heard him
say. So we go, we can prove it up to his line, that's the end of it.
I understand that. And okay. And I think, of course, everybody has their own opinion, but I think from the practical sense, by the time I'm finished, you'll see that where it is and what it is not necessarily meet all the standards associated with variance.
Okay.
But if we go with that, y'all have any questions about the first three surveys that I showed? I think they're pretty self-explanatory. But what it does is it shows the location of the back corner of his structure.
I've got a quick question on that.
Okay.
That part that comes out. That 0.4 feet, is that the new part of the shed? Is that the old shed?
Okay, if you look at the next, if you look at, well, I didn't want to jump that far just yet, but the old shed, according to his survey, was 0.1 feet off his property line. If you look at his survey, that's what his surveyor said. My original survey didn't show his shed in existence on my property, so that means it wasn't across the property line, okay? If it came across the property line, by law, they would have to show it. So his shed was originally, according to his survey, inch and a quarter off his property line. In the construction of the shed, he encapsulated his old shed with a new building. The encapsulation process of the old shed with the new building, and I've even got a picture in here to kind of show that. If you look at, there's a photograph of the sheds, which you've seen before.
The fifth page, this one right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, my guesstimation, the one that you just passed, where you have two half pictures on there, my guesstimation of the size of the building, and I just counted sheets of plywood because I didn't want to enter his property to measure his shed, was approximately 14 feet deep and 20 feet across the back, which I'm assuming is about 20 feet across the front, with a slope, roof drain slope from front to back towards my property line. And it just looks like it's set up for a shed roof. I mean, I suppose you could put an A-frame on it. I would have some concerns, though, about increased drainage onto my property, though. But if you look at the picture, it says a photo taken from a ladder on my property. I actually erected an 8-foot ladder and climbed to the top of it with my digital camera and took a picture down on it so you could see what has transpired inside the shed itself. Based on the old shed, if you count the number of tabs on the shingles, you'll see there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tabs. If they're standard 3-foot shingles, you're looking at a foot per tab. So that the dimension of the roof structure of his old pump house building, it was very small, it was much shorter, it was very small, it was a shed roof, and I can only assume the depth of it. I don't know what the depth is because I wasn't able to see that. So what he told you was correct. He built a new building around an old building, but made the new building substantially larger.
Does the new building, he said that it did not come closer to the property line than the old. He said the addition went towards the house.
An incorrect statement.
That's incorrect.
Based on the surveys that I have shown you, his old shed was about an inch and a quarter away from his property line. The new building is almost 5 inches across the property line on my property. And I'm sorry I brought that up again, but that gives credence to the fact that it was actually built on the outside of the old...
Of the existing shed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it's more... He added more to the exterior, which made it closer to the property line.
Yes, and that would translate pretty roughly to the width of the 2x4, the width plus of the plywood, sheathing. Plus the fact that that back corner is about 3.5 inches out of plumb.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, I see.
The next next picture was a picture of his pool and pool deck, which I believe was also part of the rear yard setback variance thing. The picture that I have here, and if you look down in the forefront, you'll see the string line. And based on his survey, I believe it shows that the pool deck is 2.3 feet from the property line, and that the pool itself is, according to the notations done by, I guess, over on the right-hand side, which I'm assuming is a county zoning guy, that the pool wall was 6.5 feet from the rear line. When you're seeing this picture here, I'm standing 10 feet from my property line. These small non-conforming lots, I have a 10-foot side yard setback. This is my side yard. It's his rear yard, my side yard. Standing 10 feet away from the property line with that pool deck where it is, I believe that translates into a clearance between the side of my proposed dwelling, which I'm going to build, and that pool deck of 12.3 feet. The next photograph, if you look at it, is a series of fence, and this is not something that was even mentioned by zoning. But it goes to the heart of, and I don't expect you necessarily to address it, but it goes to the heart of the lack of awareness of property lines, because everything to the right of that line is in a right-of-way. Fence, concrete pillars, or brick pillars, electric lights. So that's out. It's actually beyond the property line. There's no real. And I mentioned it to him before. It's just property lines. Just I guess they mean different things to different people.
Now, this is on his property.
Yes, this is front yard.
And is this,
zoning didn't seem to pick up on that.
Is this something that he has added since he's been there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, according to what he told me. Yes. But the right of way there, and I own the property across the street, and it didn't really become an issue until I got permits for driveways. And when you start backing out of the driveway, you've got this thing that's like, you know, 10 or 12 feet. And when people come and visit and park out along the shoulder, there's no road left. So it's something that zoning didn't necessarily pick up on. All I'm trying to do is demonstrate the fact that maybe the understanding of property lines is not, you know, the same.
Stimino, was a permit issued for the fence?
It was in 1987.
It was CO'd.
April 15th of 2009, along with the swimming pool in the
shed. Wow.
1893.
Yeah. No, but didn't you put that
87 was when the permit was issued for a fence.
In 1987, the permit was issued for it. So how would it be put up in these areas then?
He told me he put the fence up. Maybe it was a different fence. I don't know.
Replacement or something. Okay.
But we're dealing with the fence.
No, we're dealing with the property and encroachments, so. Okay.
The picture of the pool, I've got a section here, which I'm sure you guys know this by heart, but the zoning regulation associated with accessory swimming pools on a rear yard can be 6 feet from the rear lot line. His pool's in compliance. The deck structure is not, and if you look at a picture of the deck structure, you'll see that the pool is actually kind of an in-ground pool that was built above ground. So it actually kind of qualifies as a above ground. My request is that walkway along the back of the pool be removed to give me some relief in terms of distance and privacy associated with them utilizing a pool 12 and a half feet from the side of my house. There's still going to be substantial amount of a way to safely access the side of the pool for safety reasons, which I think they require a three-foot access way or alleyway alongside a swimming pool. And the second zoning sheet that I've got in here talks about unenclosed porch and decks. If I read that correctly, they can encroach up to 5 feet into that rear yard setback. Is that correct? And in this case, I think his rear yard setback would be 20 feet. But a deck could encroach into that, and this deck is...
A little more than that.
Swimming pool, residential...
Mr. Allen?
Yes.
What is it you're... As far as this pool deck situation, what is it you're proposing be removed?
There's a walkway deck that comes out on an additional... the whole structure now is, I think, according to the survey, was at 2.3 feet from the property line. My objection is at the close proximity of the deck to my proposed house. And I have driveway entrance permits obtained. I have septic permits obtained. Okay. So, I mean, I'm going to build there. It's just...
The only thing applied for here is the variance for the shed. If it's found that... If it's found that the deck and the fence or anything else encroaches, then that would be addressed at a later time.
Mr. Mills,
if variance has...
There is a request here for an above-ground pool with attached deck for a variance for that.
Okay. I was given that impression when I was at the zoning office.
Yeah, they're requesting at 3.7?
I did not ask for that.
Mr. Bromod, it is listed on the application that I have before me.
I stand corrected.
That may have been something that
what I was told.
It may have been something the planning and zoning office put on there as a cleanup that sometimes happens.
Make sure it is the pool and the shared is a 20-foot, at least distance from the shared.
But it's still...
I like it.
The office picked it up. He didn't request it, she said.
Yeah, it was picked up on the survey that when he submitted it for the shed.
Okay. How is it only a 3.7-foot variance required if it's only allowed, there's a 20-foot required setback, and it's that close? That's allowing it 5 feet from the property line.
It's allowing it 6 feet,
From the property line, but the setback requirement's 20 feet, and it's allowed to encroach 5.
They went with if it's around the pole, and it was... said that it was not attached to the dwelling, then it would have gotten pool setbacks.
I got you.
And that's why it was given the 6 foot.
Right.
Same as the pool.
Right.
Okay. So you're looking at around. You're looking at section 115-181, section part D, which I believe is attached to the what Mr. Allen provided to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's in
it
there.
Reads accessory swimming pools open and unclosed may occupy a required rear or side yard, provided they are not located closer than 10 feet to an interior side lot line or 6 feet to the rear lot line. So is that what you're referring to, Ms. Thibodeau?
Yeah.
Okay.
What it calls for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. May I proceed? It appears that there is an ongoing problem with zoning regulation on this property, and any perceived hardship must be considered in light of apparent negligence on behalf of the property owner to regard the law as well as the effect and the rights of others. A correction of the issues at hand to comply with the established regulations would maintain the fairness value of the zoning law and allow me relief from the egregious disregard for zoning parameters, all of which significantly affect the quality of my property in terms of safety, peace, and privacy. It is my assumption that the first-come, first-served policy does not apply to zoning regulations, and it is my intent to maintain compliance on my property as it is developed. Please require the same of my neighbor. Small non-conforming properties sometimes offer special challenges. This property can comply to existing regulations. I request that the board exercise their authority and require it to comply. And I know this is extreme. It may be in your mind very redundant, but the important notice for variance applicants lists many things that need to be addressed, and I'd like to address them as rapidly as I can. I put numbers by the things where they're just checks, and I'm just going to run through real quick and reference a statement to a number. That way I can get through this fast. I know you're busy. Number one, there is no particular uniqueness to this property. It does not exist. That does not exist on other non-conforming lots in the subdivision. Lot 16 and lot 18, if you reference the survey, are almost entirely undeveloped. Therefore, there's no reasonable justification as to why the county setbacks can't be maintained for the construction of an outbuilding. That being said, in the event that improvements can be kept in strict conformance with Sussex County zoning ordinance, that's number two. Number three, a variance is not necessary to enable reasonable use of this property. Modification can be made to the structures and structures relocated. Four, it appears that this is an ongoing disregard for zoning ordinance and property lines, if you look at four. There appears to be no other example that I can see for disregarding property lines in a subdivision, the potential separation between structures being so small in this subdivision. Six, the constructed shed cannot be, okay, across the property line, and the pool deck should be in shouldn't be in such close proximity to my future construction. The potential privacy issues associated with an elevated pool deck 12.3 feet from an exterior wall of an adjacent single-family dwelling is unacceptable, as well as the potential issues associated with fire separation, fire access, and fire responders is of major concern. Whereas this involves private property, I'm unsure how the effect is on public welfare. That was number seven. Eight and nine, no relief is necessary, only the removal of the offending structures. The shed could be constructed 5 feet from the rear yard line as per the less than 600 square foot exception, and the above ground pool walkway could be eliminated, and you could still maintain a safe path as outlined by the regulation along the outside of the pool, which I'm assuming is for rescue. It could be eliminated. I guess maybe an alternative to that, and I don't know whether you're interested in this or not, if you find it too much of a hardship for him to remove the deck around his pool, if he were allowed to construct a solid wooden fence that went up, his pool deck's maybe 3 feet off the ground, maybe another 7 feet above that, to afford me some sound and privacy separation from the pool deck. I don't know how you guys operate or afford me the ability to build a 10-foot fence on my property line to try to do the same. But I won't take any more of your time. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you.
Not for the opposition. Yes.
Back up, sir.
I'd like to ask our secretary, on does this apply to the swimming pool and residential additions, the 415 approval, 415-09?
That's when the CO was issued for the swimming pool.
The same pool?
Decks around it, yes.
Okay, so that in other words, we issued a CO for that, although it was in violation. Okay, thank you.
Everything was. Okay. Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Allen made reference to the standards for granting a variance, and I don't recall you addressing those standards, so if you could do that, we'd appreciate it.
I'll try. I'm not sure, but I can try my best.
Okay. That's what's required of you. So.
Okay, as I explain you guys, I bought the property as it is with the pool, with the shed and everything existing. There has been nothing changed except the new shed, what I'm trying to do. Everything else has been is kind of like it. So, and second thing, as you seen all those pictures, I give it to you, the property line is kind of like it. The string is not straight completely. And I asked Mr. Mark, probably 6-8 months ago, last year probably, that when it's nice weather, you stop by one day, you hold from other side and I hold from this end, and we see if he's touching to the shed or not. And I see that in the picture, he has a pull, the string, like this is the property line, and has a stick hooking up like that, and inside in my fence is, the fence border is 3 inch plus like half an inch more. So it's like 3.5 inch is inside of that. So if you take in this way, it's going to touch to my property line. It is touching the shed because of that. If you keep in from this exactly the line here to that end, it don't touch that.
Let me add, well, in regarding that, we heard his testimony. Did you add 2x4s and
not.
On the outside? You did
no,
not add 2x4s?
Nothing on the back of the property line, none. Because the post exactly was the old one is taken out and put it right there and put the board right exactly was before. And as I provide the picture is in there, you can see the old shed roof wood like 2x4 is right exactly right here.
Okay. We understand what you did and how this all happened, but there are the 5 standards for
right.
for variance. Can you address those?
I'm not familiar with
okay. that. When you filled out your application, a sheet like this came with it.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you read it and you signed it and said you understood it? Okay. Those are the standards. There's 5 standards you have to convince the board that you meet. And if you'd like to go ahead and do that.
The unique circumstances is I'm doing it as it is exactly the previous was the back line. There is nothing change in the back line.
Mm-hmm.
Only the changes is a front and a side. The possibility if I get develop this, I'm going to have more room to put my stuff, whatever I have it extra in the shed. And because of Mr. Mark, I have lost a lot of damage occurred because keep not roof on it and not finish the shed. Because I was waiting on a response from the county inspector, Ms. Kelly Passwater and Mr. Dean Petty-Jones. But they are the informed me that to come over here and get it a variance. In order to get it all these approved, I have to apply for that. As I say, that the pool has been there, I don't know how long, probably since 1987 or 93 when they built it. I have no idea when they apply for the permit. I did not apply for the pool permit or anything else except this permit. And the shed on the other side is like a movable tail, movable on other property I have it. So that's the 2 permit I apply for it. All other has been there, everything is the same as it is. And I believe so, as Mr. Dean Petty-Jones measured that pool from the property line, it was like a 7.5 foot or something like that, as he explained me. So it's not like, probably it is from the deck and a property line maybe is a 3 foot distance, maybe 2.5, I'm not sure exactly. Because I didn't measure that because I was not aware of that I have to prepare for that myself here. I was prepared only for the shed, not for the pool issue here. Because I was not aware of that because I did not apply for anything or it wasn't my knowledge, so. As all the pictures I provided is completely shows very clear that it is completely end of the, and I have to cut it down at least 1 inch of my 2x4 in end to keep it exactly close to the original shed line of the back. It's not crossing over the property line at all.
According to the surveyor, it is.
I did not get the copy of that survey, so I'm not sure. And if you,
when was the last time you had it surveyed?
My survey, it was in 2004 when I bought the property. Okay.
Would you like to see this?
He's had it surveyed since you've made changes to the structure.
He just obtained it probably when he bought the property. That was 1.5 years ago.
Let's see. It is dated.
Okay. 4/17.
Hmm?
17th.
Here it is.
April 17th, 13. April the 17th.
Okay. He has a one survey that does not show it, and it's dated February 17th of 2012. which is before, I guess, you started your work, right? And then he has, now he has another survey that's dated this past April, the 17th of 2013, and it shows that the shed is over the property line. So.
Right.
So, yes. Okay.
That's where it should.
And that's the surveyor.
I mean, if that's the case, a 4-inch or whatever is existing coming out, I can pull it to my property side. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
That's not a big issue. I can do that.
Get back there, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
That's okay, sir. Get it on.
I mean, it's not a big issue. I can pull out the post and put it back towards to my property. But there is not possibility more than 1 foot. I can move it towards to my property more because the pool has all the filter system, pump, and everything is in ground. Wiring is already in ground under there. It's going to cost me a lot of money if I have to move the whole thing. I mean, there is not possibility at this point to do that way.
Sir? I can ask one question again. I'm back on that A roof again. This looked like a shed roof. Did you set this thing up for a shed roof, start off with? For just a shed roof? Or did you make it? In this picture, it looks one side's down, one side's up. You can see it by your
the rafters.
Yes. The rafters
Originally, I was going to do it that way. The old shed was that way.
Okay.
That's why I was going to do it. But when my friend, who is Mexican, who does the construction work, he say it's going to be too much down and you have not enough, so you better make it an A shape.
So you got to change your building itself again now to make
just
that
a. Two posts I have to, the wall things I have to put a little bit higher on the back.
Okay, because you get what I say, you can have the overhang on his property.
No, I'm not going to back that side.
Well, that shed roof you were.
Not shared roof. I'm not getting a shared roof.
So you are going with an A roof?
A roof, yes.
Okay.
With no overhang.
No overhang.
No overhang, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're allowed to encroach to it, please.
No, no questions.
Any further questions from members of the board?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Chair will entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number. Where is the number? 11,203 under advisement.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,203 under advisement.
We should.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, let's go.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Callaway, so by vote, you 5-0. Case number 11,203 has been taken under advisement. What that means, sir, maybe a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
How long probably if I got to stay?
I'm sorry, sir.
How long I have to stay to wait for decision?
It's hard to tell if you can stay till we're done. I mean, it may be one, it may not be. That's why I said, sir. You can if you would like.
Okay.
However, you could call the office in the morning after 9.
That's fine.
Okay?
Thank you, officer.
Board of meeting
all those pictures, please.
Board of meeting.